Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love? Hello, everyone. Welcome to Facets of the Heart, the show all about romantic love and music. And tonight we have a really special guest. She is and has the voice of an angel. Her name is Angel Emma, and she is very, very cool and sultry. And when you listen to her music, it's kind of like it takes you back to a different time, but then also blends it with this modern style, which I really love. And I think you guys are going to like it as well. For all of you guys that are listening to our show for the first time, you guys can feel free to add us on our Facebook page. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/facetsoftheheart. You can be sure to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/facetoftheheart. And every Monday night, you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances like Angel tonight. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. And if you would like to make a song dedication, please email us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song and what you would like to say, and we will play it for the one that you love. So I hope you guys are all excited for Angel's music. We are going to welcome her with one of my favorite songs by her. We are going to play the song Any Moment Now.
Get no peace for 12 in the morning, and I can't sleep.
So that was Any Moment Now by Angel. And we are also going to play one of our sneak peek songs of the week. We have two songs tonight that I've uploaded that I really like that are coming out tomorrow. We have Death Cab for Cutie's album coming out. And we also have 3 Days Grace coming out as well. So the songs we're going to play from them that are coming out tomorrow are You've Haunted Me All My Life with Death Cab for Cutie and 3 Days Grace with The Real You. So I hope you guys enjoy these sneak peek songs of the week.
I will never give up on you. I see the real you. Even if you don't, I do. I do. I will never give up on you. I see the real you. Even if you don't, I do. I do. And I'll
was Back to Back, new songs coming out this week, 3 Days Grace, The Real You, the song you just heard, and Death Cab for Cutie, You've Haunted Me All My Life. And we also have Prodigy's album coming out tomorrow, but I didn't upload any of the stuff from it because it was kind of crazy and out there and too heavy metal, even though I do like the song Smack My Bitch Up, which is probably one of their classics, which I love. But you shall enjoy all three of those albums if you like more alternative-y, heavy metal-y music. So, very, very fun. Now we are going to go back to the awesome, sexy, sultry music of Angel. And we have her on the line with us right now. And I believe...
Hi.
Hi, how are you, honey?
I'm good. I was in the canyon, so my phone has been kind of a little bit spotty, but it's nice to finally get you on the line.
Oh, I know. The L.A. reception is insane. Like, it's hard to get reception basically anywhere in L.A.
Pretty much.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm so glad that you're able to do the show with us tonight. We got referred to Angel by one of our previous show guests, who you guys might remember, Jack Rocks, Jack McKenzie,
mm-hmm.
who was just on American Idol this season, which was super cool, and she did a really good job, and I love her singing in front of everyone, her new original songs, and so, so cute. So she recommended
you. She was amazing.
And yes, and she just can't say enough good things about you. She just totally raves about you. So she loves your voice, and I completely see why. You're awesome.
Awesome. So we're silly mutual admiration society over here.
Oh, yeah, she is incredible. She's like a little child prodigy. She's like awesome.
Yes.
So we played your song Any Moment Now, which I really love, and it seems like it comes from a 12-track album. So what can you tell us a little bit about this album of yours?
The album is called Everyone is Beautiful, and it's my most recent release. I'm actually working on the new one right now. But Everyone is Beautiful was a really interesting project because I had actually started writing the songs when I moved from Texas to Los Angeles, and that was a really transformative both move and project for me. There were a lot of probably the most personal record I'll ever make is Everyone is Beautiful. And it was a lot about coming to terms with getting beyond, you know, writing about myself and my own issues and starting to see a lot more of a broad world, really an important piece for me.
That is beautiful. What can you tell us about the meaning behind the song Any Moment Now?
It was, you know, as the lyrics begin, you know, can't get no quieter peace. It was really about I was up really late. I think I had been up for days kind of trying to figure out some stuff that was going on. And it was just a really reflective song about being caught up in, you know, your own problems. And ultimately, at any moment, you know, you cannot be here anymore. And so that just kind of made me go, oh, wait, this really is as significant as I think it is.
Absolutely.
That's why the bridge was so, you know, oh, wait a minute, any moment now, this could end. So I really, the things that I think are such a big deal and, you know, so awful, it's really not that big of a deal.
Absolutely. I think that's really cool that you did that. What can you tell us about your song, Broken Legged Waltz?
that's the deep one. I think at that point I was really... I had gone so far into the introspection process that I almost wasn't there anymore, you know? And it was a really wonderful experience because when you do kind of remove yourself from everything and just look at what you're experiencing, not so much as you, but just as consciousness,
mm-hmm.
you know? That's a really important thing for anyone to go through and to be able to kind of experience that feeling and the aim.
Oh, well, I love that. We're going to actually play Broken Legged Waltz for everybody listening right now. And Angel,
awesome.
If you'll stay on the line, yes, if you'll stay on the line with us, we are going to be right back with you to have more interview, play more of your music. And we are excited for that. So thank you
awesome.
So much for
Thanks
calling
so much.
In, and we will be right back with more about you. Yay!
Yeah, you're home.
And that was Broken Legged Waltz by Angel. And we are going to be right back after this commercial break, so stay tuned. As the seasons change, it's important to keep you and your loved ones comfortable from the changing temperatures outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com, and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or any time, with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialauren.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. And we have Angel, who is our special guest tonight, who is really cool. And we've been playing some of her music. Now we are going to go to our special Artist to Watch segment, where we talk about different musicians that we think are going to break and make it huge that you guys definitely need to watch for. And we have Jeff on the line with us, who's going to tell us who we picked this week. So, Jeff, which artist to watch do you have for us tonight?
This one I actually just found the other day. Yesterday I was perusing through some YouTube videos and came across an artist named Julian Moon. I keep wanting to say Juliana Moore, but it's Julian Moon. Yeah. So I'm checking out her music, and she's getting a lot of publicity on a song that she does on YouTube that's got a great video for it. It's called A Cup of Coffee. And what I think she's able to capture in her lyrics and with her music is she's really connecting with the common everyday person who might have disconnected with you know, big pop music. Okay, what she says is that she wants to like connect with the person that listens to music, gets up, goes to work, has a job, went to college, is still paying that debt off, and has a real life. And I think that real connection with that idea makes her real to me. And a real artist then is just something that really jumps out. She started playing guitar when she was 16, and this is what actually really interests me when I was reading one of her bios, is that her parents kind of gave her a background of Fiona Apple and Suzanne Vega and Tori Amos. And I'm thinking to myself, that's what I pretty much listened to as I was in college and stuff. And, but this is somebody who has a kid, and they're kind of like growing up listening to that same stuff, where that stuff was kind of the foundation of my later life as far as music. So I have really phenomenal voice to it, very catchy pop tune. You're going to hear Good Girl Tonight, which is one of her tracks off her new album that just came out last week. And I think you might like it, so give it a listen.
Awesome. Well, this is Good Girl by Julianne Moore. Julianne Moore, and we will be back next week with another artist to watch. So thank you so much, Jeff, for picking out great artists each week. I think it's really cool, and I love what you contribute to the show. So thank you so much. This is Good Girl, and we will be right back.
Sweet, but you don't know.
that was Good Girl by Julianne Moore. And I really like that. I like that lyric where it's like, a good girl is a bad girl that's never been caught. Very cool. So that's Julianne Moore with Good Girl. And now we're going to go back to Angel. And we have her on the line. And
hello.
I wanted to... Hello, love. How are you?
Good.
Oh, good. I wanted to ask you some more questions because we know that you've toured all the way to Australia. So what was that like? And was that just, like, huge for you?
You know, I've done everything really kind of fly under the radar. So it's been more of, you know, like a adventure than a big, you know, fanfare experience. So it was really, really amazing. I had such a great time. You know, I've been able to go to some really pretty amazing places. I actually was just talking the other day. One of my partners at the studio that I'm at now is from Australia, and I am long overdue to return to Australia. So hopefully that's in the cards soon.
That is awesome. And what was it like to do an all-girl AC/DC tribute band?
Oh, the Rosies. Fantastic. That is a great group of girls. Excellent musicians, and I actually cut my teeth on the catalog of AC/DC. I walked into the gig knowing how to play every single song already, so I'm a huge AC/DC fan, and that is probably one of my favorite gigs that I've done outside of the music that I do, my solo stuff.
Oh, that's fascinating. Very, very cool, because it seems so removed from, you know, the type of music that you do now. So what inspired
you to
kind of switch gears in that way?
Well, honestly, I work in a lot of different facets of music. I'm also a producer and a session musician and a songwriter. So I've worked with rappers. I've worked with hard rock bands. I'm working with a metal band right now. So it really isn't that unusual for me to step outside of what I do that's more kind of acoustic and folk. But the Rosies needed a substitute guitar player because their rhythm guitar player had a baby and wasn't able to travel with them. So I got a call. I actually was called in originally to play drums, which is another instrument that I play. They found a drummer, and I was like, you know, drums are, I'm okay at, but I actually excel at rhythm guitar, so if you need a rhythm guitar player, I already know all these songs. I'm a huge Malcolm Young fan, you know, so I let them know, and I got, you know, called back very quickly, and they were like, you know, Trudy can't go out on the road. Can you go out in her stead? And I was like, absolutely. So I've actually been playing with the Rosies on and off for the past 7 years.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Very
cool.
It's
fun. It's really fun.
So who are some of your other musical influences besides AC/DC?
Well, of course, Tom Petty. Tom Petty is one of my number ones. I think he's just an amazing songwriter who has managed to be cool at every phase of his career and also has done a lot in the name of artists, you know, against the kind of big industry machine. I think he's amazing. Personally, I'm really inspired by artists like Tori Amos, PJ Harvey. When I was coming up, those were the women that I really looked at. And going further back, huge Stevie Nicks fan, Joni Mitchell, you know, the greats. I love the greats.
Absolutely. That is so awesome. Very, very cool. What can you tell us about your title track to the album, Everyone is Beautiful?
Oh, that's a great story. I was working as a waitress in Venice, Venice Beach, and I had a really awful day with just every nightmare customer that you could possibly think of. And usually I walked home kind of on the back streets because I lived nearby. And I decided that day to take the boardwalk for some reason. I just was like, okay, well, maybe, you know, if I go down to the beach, I'll, you know, I'll calm down a little bit. I can de-stress, look at the ocean. And I didn't walk all the way down to the beach to walk the shoreline home. I actually walked the boardwalk. And about halfway home, I realized that I was just standing in the middle of this amazing carnival of people. And it just kind of hit me that, you know, I was so angry all day, like, I hate people. God, people are so terrible. And I just flipped on a dime and was like, wow, people are really beautiful. And I just kind of walked home in a daze looking at everybody like I was in a movie, just studying characters and the way people were talking to each other and the little things they were doing and people watching. And was really fascinating, and that was a turning point for me personally, because I don't think I've ever gone back to the state that I was in that day where I was like, I hate people. I could, you know, never see another person again and be fine with that. Now I just always kind of default back to, well, people are pretty silly, but I love them anyway. So that's what that song was about for me.
That is awesome. And I love that you were able to find that epiphany on Venice Beach, because for all of you listeners out there who've never been to Venice Beach, it is probably the most eclectic group of people you would ever meet. They are all so, like, bizarrely caricatured, like, stylishly strange. Like, it's very, very, very fun and cool and everything. So it's definitely an experience to behold. And, like, the deeper you walk down the boardwalk, the more interesting it gets.
It really does.
Oh, my goodness. So, so crazy. So that's cool that that place inspired you. I work in Venice, too, actually, on Abbot Kinney. So that's cool, or that you have worked there. So I know what you mean by, like, Venice being a very interesting place with interesting people, and it's cool that you're able to have both experiences there, you know, and that inspired your album. So yay. So I'm going to play the song for everybody now. This is called Everyone is Beautiful, and we're going to be right back after this. So stay tuned. So that was Everyone is Beautiful by Angel, the title track to that album. And we also have a very beautiful soul who is on the line with us right now. We have Zara with her raw poetry, and she is here with us right now to read us a beautiful poem. So how are you doing tonight, honey?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So which poem have you written for us tonight?
It's called Make Me a Bird, and it was kind of inspired from this song I was listening to driving with my sister today, and you know, she always makes me very aware of my age when there's new songs coming out. I'm just joking. But it was just an interesting beat. It was very, I can't remember the name of the band off the top of my head, but it just kind of inspired me to think of sort of as healing and flying sort of in the same category. So.
Ooh, very cool. Yeah. Well, we're excited to hear your poem, so feel free to read it whenever you're ready.
Okay. I usually like to sleep alone. It helps me fall in love with my soul, a rendezvous we never miss but crave for, a chance for me to shut my eyes in complete ecstasy. I remember moments no one will ever know. I dance to songs only the soles of my feet remember. I dream of what I choose, a freedom very few value, a free fall uncontrollably through the past chapters of your life. I walk among the room of polished guests. I smile politely, not at them, but at my thoughts of them. They see me in a gown that I could never afford until now, custom made for Cleopatra, fitted for a princess, and glides like a rock star. They only see my success and character. They weren't there when my wings were broken, when I hobbled my way through trying to find balance, yet alone the strength to fly again. Make me a bird. Watch me fly. Not like a dove, but like a black eagle. Watch me hover over the rocks that once stood in my way. Let me perch on the highest tree to see my kingdom that you tried to take away from me. My broken wings heal to create a span that you could only dream of. Watch me walk away. Watch me fly away. And if you dare, fly with me, not below me or above me, but next to me. When you have no boundaries, no one will ever stand in your way. Watch me glide across this floor with every step to a rhythm of an empress only a few can hear. I demand respect with every glance. Very few will be able to see, but that's what makes it so unique. As the saying goes, a woman that requires no validation is the most feared woman on the planet. Nice to meet you.
That is awesome. I always love your poems. They're so good.
Aw, thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
I do like it.
Yeah, you always
I love showing
the
them.
Metaphors and the descriptions. They're very cool.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Aww.
I love reading it every night. So.
Yay! Absolutely. And then do you have anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Yes, actually, tomorrow night I will be meeting with a music producer. We're going to work on the backdrop music, and then the following week we're going to be recording for the track that me and Charles wrote together, which is very exciting. And once that's up and ready to go, the first place that'll be showcased on is your show. So
yes,
you
know
get exclusive
it.
Rights to that.
You know it. It'll be in our artist watch.
Yes, me.
No. Awesome. No, that's going to be very,
very,
very
cool.
Very
interesting.
That's
very fun. Definitely a project that's taken time, but yeah, it's worth it. We're just very, very thrilled about it. And we are hoping to, me and you, promote the show at the end of May in France. So that's something that hopefully will fall into play as well. So.
Exactly, exactly. So if you guys would like to contribute to help us air in France, feel free to go to our Indiegogo fundraiser. So you go to Indiegogo and then you search Facets of the Heart, and you guys can get poetry books, astrology readings, all sorts of fun stuff, and commercials for your businesses, all sorts of fun stuff. So feel free to go there and check it out. We want to do it in, we want to do it in Paris. No pun intended.
Yep.
Okay.
Took me a minute. I got it.
Okay. So, yay. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you, baby, for being on our show. For everybody that would like to follow Zara throughout the week, which you do because she's hot and smart, you can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com. Twitter.com/ZIbraham181 because she is a supermodel and also a doctor and also an author because that's what she does. Awesome.
Aw, thank you so much. That's really sweet.
Well, love you, baby. I will be excited to feature your poem next Monday as well.
Definitely. Thank you again. We'll talk soon.
Okay, cool. Bye, Annie.
All right, bye.
All right, and now we are going to play another song by Angel, and we are going to play her song, Overrun, which is another one of my favorites. So this is Overrun.
Spend my time by the long blue sea. Pray the sky doesn't come undone. Tidal wave washing over me. I'm overrun. I'm overrun. Overrun.
That was Overrun, and we have Angel, the singer and writer of that song, on the line with us right now. And Angel, what can you tell us about that track?
That one probably speaks the most for itself. I think everybody's had a moment like that, you know, where you're just pretty done.
Absolutely, totally. I also have a really fun song I'm going to end the show on because I know we're coming to the end of the live portion. And this one is called Straight to Hell, and it actually has a wicked cool beat, and I really love, like, the song so much. What can you tell us about that one?
Straight to Hell was really a fun song to do. We cut that really quickly. It's really stripped down, and has to do with, you know, when you get to that place where you feel like, okay, we're just, there's no hope for humanity. You know, it's really easy to go there, I think, especially with the way we've kind of structured society right now. It was kind of the flip side to Everyone is Beautiful, where you're just pessimistic and you're looking at the world and seeing, like, I don't know how this is going to work. So that was kind of that moment for me in the context of making this record.
That is very cool. Well, it seems like you also have done some really cool cover songs. Besides AC/DC, you also have done Nine Inch Nails' song Hurt and Duran Duran's Ordinary World. So what inspires you when you choose a cover?
I just look for great songs. I love, you know, beautiful melodies, great chord structures. You know, it doesn't really matter the genre for me, just as long as it's a great song at the, you know, middle of it all.
Aww. That is very cool. Do you have a song that you want to cover someday soon that you've always liked?
I have a million songs that I'm going to cover. I'm actually, I have a YouTube series called Cover Songs for the Sleepless that I'm going to reboot this summer. I stopped doing it for a while because my life demands got a little bit hectic, so doing them every week wasn't possible. But I'm now building the series back up and going to relaunch it in the summer. So you'll see a lot of new songs on YouTube then. I can't really name one because there's a lot of songs I want to do.
Well, we are definitely going to check into that. And when you do get covers, feel free to send them my way because I can play them on later shows and stuff. And we would love
absolutely
to do that.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So what are your links so that people can find you and add you and follow along with you?
Well, my website is angelm.net, and my name is a little bit tricky to spell, so it's AINJELMME, angelm.net. Facebook is Angel M Music. Twitter is just @AngelM, and YouTube is the same, @AngelM. I'm also on the old Instagram at the same, AngelM.
I love it so much. Do you have any projects that you'd like to promote right now or anything you'd like to promote before we close?
Yeah, I actually released a single called Damn the Moon recently. That's one of my favorite songs I've done so far, so that's available for download, iTunes, Amazon, all that stuff, and through my website. And I am working on a new song called Clockwise and a new album, as well as an EP of 4-track recordings, which should be really good.
Oh, that is awesome. We are so excited.
And before I forget, I'm partners in a studio called The Block of Joy, and it's five really, really talented people from video and audio disciplines coming together over a space in Hollywood, and we've got a new series called Hoot Night, which grabs a bunch of bands from around town, and we pick an artist, and we cover their songs. So that's going to be on YouTube soon, too. It's a bunch of different bands playing songs of our first artist is Tom Petty. So that's a series that's going to be happening on YouTube.
Oh, that is so cool. Awesome. Well, you guys have it here. Follow her on all of her social media and websites, and you guys can hear her music coming out. We're going to finish playing more of her music right now, even though we're going to the extended podcast portion of our show. We're going to play Straight to Hell, Receiver, The Down Song, The Priest, which is super cool, actually. The Priest I love as well, very much. These Things Happen, Undone. We have all sorts of songs by her, Jenny Pearl, In the Clear. So we have cool, fun songs from her, which I love. And I hope you guys have a really good night. And Angel, thank you so much for being on our show with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, sweetie. Well, we will chat with you later. And now we are going to end the show on the live portion with Straight to Hell. And stay tuned for more music by Angel. And thanks, Angel. Have a wonderful night.
Thanks, you too.
All right. You guys have a great night, too. Bye.
Bye.
Lover, this said he sleeps tonight. What you gonna do when the morning comes to haunt you? Lover, there are stars in your eyes. What you see now won't last forever. You say you're going somewhere. Everybody's going somewhere. Going straight to hell. What with the way things are going? You say you're going somewhere. Everybody's going somewhere. Lover, let it bleed tonight. Shut out the light and shut in the shadow. You don't wanna see what's coming, my love, but you know, you know. You say you're going somewhere. Everybody's going somewhere. Going straight to hell. What with the way things are going? You say you're going somewhere. Everybody's going somewhere. Going somewhere, going straight to hell. What with the way things are going? Today you're going somewhere. Everybody's going somewhere. Going straight to hell. What with the way things are going? Today you're going somewhere. Everybody's going somewhere. What with the way things are going? You say you're going somewhere. Everybody's going somewhere. Going straight to hell. What with the way things are going?
Set him free. Hi, Jamie. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Hope you're having a great night. I wrote a poem called Loca. I found your dad in a box, a god in feline form, feral at times, if you felt like it, but always free in our home. You kept an eye on me. And I, my door open for you, my furry friend. We understood each other in a language void of words. Always in the spotlight, you found ways to tie humans together. You opened hearts and brought souls together many a time. You taught me not to judge with eyes and ears, but to look with the heart and soul, nurturing those who were to grow, and putting people down who were about to lose themselves into something they were not, always playful and willing to compromise your drive to suit my life. No bank needed, for I hate you, my money cat. Most magically, you found ways to visit my friends in their dreams. You would inform the living of things not even telepathy could. Yet your spirit would find a way to do the trick. You knew it was your time to go. You left me a rat, a parting gift, something you've never done before. Still, today we have another star in the heavens. Loki has left its feline form, and I am hopeful for your return. Patiently waiting for some guidance, I sit and pray. Us humans could use all the coercing we can get. Fearless, you walked this earth, swam rivers, and always came back to me, keeping me safe at night. Now watching us from above to push us to be kinder, more loving, and more patient in life and with the ones that surround us. Loki, my dear feline friend, you are a true godsend. Anyway, I hope you're having a good night and wish you best week. This poem was for Loki. The short update about the protests again. I don't know if you followed it on the news, but apparently now Toronto, Geneva, London, lots of universities all over the world are taking part in these university protests now. So it's kind of getting global. Anyway, have a good night. Bye.
it cuts you too deep, suspends me from sleep. Let's act like it never happened yet. The reasons are many, possibilities few. Let's act like it never happened. Why does it live on? The thrill is all gone. You know it's so wrong, but still, you know, and it kills. Whoever gives first loses the battle of will. The whole thing was a lie. It's okay, 'cause I just act like it never happened yet. You shrug your shoulders, it's easy to do. You act like it never happened. Why? You avert your eyes. though on the street in those withering city lights, around 6 a.m. when the day began, and we'd been up and out all night. I remember your face and the way that you'd say I was the first thing to make you feel calm. Since trouble had moved through your life and lain waste to everything you'd counted on. In the glow of the moon, all the world was with you, and I looked on with trembling eyes, thinking how could I turn from the sweet and slow burn. I could stay here and love you for life, but it wasn't my fate. You assured me that day that I'd never have you for my own, so I tried to hold. I had to go it all alone. Promise me you'll never